I asked, what's your name again? She goes, who's this? I said, Frank Longo. She goes, okay, hold on one second. And now it's been a few minutes.
I'm now recording this on my phone.
Obviously, after I sent my demand letter regarding the
and this
disclosure.
Recording is because I don't want to lose what's on my laptop because I think it's being tampered with.
17th of October, 2025.
So I'm making a recording of the recording to save it. As it's not allowing me to log into the site, which doesn't allow me to download this conversation. So I'm actually recording the conversation and playing it back in the file because it won't allow me to log into my account for some reason, or it just keeps kicking back
available to me and anybody
to this point. So I'm making a recording. I know I'm talking over it, but I can make another one as well. Just this is a recording of the recording without me talking over it. And anyway, but I'll make one clear one. This one's me talking over it right now, and Laura's about to get on the phone and lie through her teeth. Caught red-handed. The entire conspiracy is done and over with. You'll see.
And staff to retrieve all this data for me. It was made a note in there that if they did not receive it or retrieve the information that I was requesting, that they would be held liable if they had chosen to divulge this email to Laura Joyce Burke. By law, it was not required for them to do so. If they did so, they would have to testify in court to the outcome of my request, basically. And it's all in the email that was sent today. Obviously, they're panicking.
I'm going to fast forward this a little bit here until I get her on the
phone. There she is. Hello, Frank. It's Laura Joy.
Wow, I got to speak to you in person.
You did. Okay, Frank, listen. The disclosure goes back to the Crown's office. It already has.
You know that's a direct lie. You know that, right?
Well, it's not a direct lie.
You know that.
You get it from the Crown's office.
No.
I am not allowed to give you Crown's disclosure. And I will not do anything improper. Yep. You must get your disclosure through the Crown's office.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
Any material that you emailed material, but clearly it's your email, so
when did
it's
you
your
give it
material,
to them?
You shredded it.
When did you give it to them?
You don't understand.
We have
an agreement that we cannot give disclosure to the accused. When one is acting for themselves, they make applications through the Crown's office, and that's how you get your disclosure. I am not allowed, under any circumstances, to give Crown disclosure to you.
That is a direct law. Okay, quote me the law, because that's a direct violation of the law.
You know what? Then take it up with the Crown's office. I just do what is the proper rule.
Okay, I'm
that
taking it up with
the Crown's office, and the Attorney General of Ontario obviously wants the Crown controlling their disclosure in their wisdom and their right.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
You'll have no trouble getting your disclosure through the Crown's office if you make proper application,
I already did that.
Fill out a form. Okay,
my question is this. When did you give it to them? When did you return it to them?
I don't understand what you mean, Frank.
When did you return the disclosure to them?
So, Frank, what happens is we close out your phone bill.
Okay.
And the Crown doesn't allow us. It would be easier for everyone if we could just give Crown disclosure to you. We're not allowed to.
When did you give it back to them, Laura? What day?
It's silly. It's digital.
Okay, so, no, you have a hard copy in your office. You have hard copies. I reviewed the hard copies in your office with your secretary. Where are the hard copies?
Okay, first of all, it's digital, and we can't give that to you. Okay? You have to go through the Crown's office like everybody else does. That's how it works, Frank.
Laura, where's the hard copies?
Good luck, my friend.
Where's the hard copies? Okay, I want to get paid back. I want to get my fees back. And she hung up on me. She just got caught in a dead fucking lie, and the hard copies are there.
That's the end of it.